Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. All right. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Good to see you. We are live. You may notice the good-looking, not my wife good-looking, but a different good-looking woman tonight, right? In my opinion, not fine-looking, but not quite, you know.
Yeah, I know, of course. Yeah.
And I'm only not wildly biased. I think Mariana's married as well, and her husband would probably have the exact opposite opinion, hopefully. So we're all going to be entitled.
We are good.
Yeah, so Mariana, I'm so excited for a couple reasons. One, she's apparently experiencing an earthquake, which is always fun live.
I know. So no, I'm fine. I'm good now. And my camera. I'm sorry. I'm so excited. I keep moving my hands. You know, I have some Italians in the family, so I just know that. All right.
Well, here, I'll make you feel better. I can do that on my side too. That way we'll all be in earthquake town. Actually, Mariana's in Florida. You guys have hurricanes and stuff. No earthquakes, right?
No, so only hurricanes, but not earthquakes. Come on. I need to know what's happening, right? At least hurricanes, we can predict them, but not.
Yeah, earthquakes, they come, we can go, well, that happened.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the reason I am super excited today is two reasons. One, Mariana is our new mindset coach, not to mention just a super fantastic lady. And two, I want to give you guys a ton of value. So you'll go, ooh, we need that. We need that in our lives. And you guys all come and be a part. So I guess first we'll just introduce Mariana. And then we are going to talk about something I'm constantly beating my drum. And I feel like I scream into the air and no one listens. So I'm like, Mariana's female and cute. Maybe someone will listen to her. So we'll have her say it. But we're going to talk about why we grow, just the fallacy of growing our company, which really is always the second step. The first thing is we grow us as human beings, and then it's just natural. Hey, TJ. Hey, Sydney. Good to have you both. But we grow us first as human beings, and then it becomes natural for our company to grow. So that's what we're going to dive into. But before we do, Mariana has told me a bunch of lies about how smart she is and all her experience, and I believed most of them. So I'll let her pass those lies along to you. Mariana, why are you awesome? Why does everyone want your coaching? Tell us why you're fantastic.
Thank you. Well, so first of all, I'm super, super happy to join you. You know that, Mike. I mean, I'm having lots of fun, and this is exactly the perfect place for you to grow your business for sure, because everything got started from you, right? That's exactly the conversation we are having here. Yeah, so I have lots of experience working with so many different kinds of businesses. I mean, if you notice my accent, I am Brazilian. So I come from Brazil, and since the beginning of my career, I worked with business leaders and business owners in so many different countries. I left my corporate job, a very successful career, to be focused mainly on coaching and advising business owners. I've been doing this for 7 years, full-time, basically. And I've worked with the top coaches in the world. I was part of the Tony Robbins team. I work with clients on demand. I'm working with you. So this is really fantastic. Yeah, so my job here is to serve you, to help every single one of our clients to become a better business leader, a better business owner, and enjoy their lives and have a great life. That's what we do.
So on our last broadcast here, pre-Mariana joining us, I was talking about, I kind of told the story how as a business owner and a real, if you guys listen to the DISC profile, just a high D, like I need facts, I need figures, all this woo-woo crap with feelings and emotions, not for me, just tell me what to do and how to do it, and that's all I'm interested in. So those that could see the video, like arms fully crossed and just like, all bull crap. Don't need any of it. And this is old, like young, actually not young Mike, because this is, you're looking at old, you're listening to old Mike. Young Mike felt this way. And I'll tell you, the more success and failure I had, the more I started realizing, holy crap. Certainly knowing what to do and how to do it, super important, right? If you've got the wrong roadmap, it doesn't matter how good you are at following it, you're going to end up in the wrong spot. But you can have the great roadmap if you are just going to crumple when something, anything bad happens. And holy crap, if we're in business, people quit, customers quit, people sue you, like things get broken and stolen, like alarms go off. Feel free to put in the chat if you have a horror story that you want us to make fun of you for. Put it in the chat and I'll throw it in for those of you that are joining us live. And I started to realize we have influence over kind of how often and how bad those things get, but certainly not control. And if anyone's trying to sell you control, good, let me know. I want control, but I don't think that exists. We have influence. The only thing we have real control over is how we respond to kind of that. And I found over and over and over, constantly trying to help people do this in this order, and here's what to do and how to do it, all kind of the secrets to business. We can give the same secrets to two different people and have two totally different responses. One will just flourish and transform, and they have time freedom and money freedom, and their life is great. TJ says that never happens. So obviously not you, TJ. I mean, to regular humans walking the earth like Marianne and I, not the genius Mr. Fruchante. I don't know how to say his last name. It always frightens me. He's got the easiest first name in TJ, and then his last name has got like nine vowels and an F, which is overwhelming to me. So we just call him TJ. And then the other person that gets the same exact opportunity, same exact information, constantly has reasons, excuses, things that it doesn't work for them and it won't work and it can't work. So I've seen that, but I can't give you the where and the what and the how and the why. Like, hopefully Mariana can. If not, I guess we'll all just be disappointed. And, you know, I'll give you a personal home email address that you can reach out. So Mariana, tell me about that difference between the folks that have one mindset, same opportunity, same system, same processes with one result, and then another human being with the same opportunity, same system, same processes, and a completely different result.
Yeah. So this is a really great question, because this is exactly what we do here, right? Most successful people, they will tell us that 80% of their success is their mindset and 20% is the skills or the strategy. And why is that? The problem is that we can know how to do things, but ultimately we decide not to do things. I mean, everybody that wants to lose weight, they know exactly what they need to do to lose weight. They just need to stop eating and exercise, right? That's as simple as it is. But we still don't do that. And this happens everywhere, especially in business, right? So if you want only strategy, I can give you some books. And you read the books, and you're going to figure this out. That's not how it happens. So the mindset, which is your frame of mind, and this is included, the way you think and the way you feel about things, is exactly what's going to change the game. So even if you think in a very powerful way, what I mean by this is, like, as you're saying, right, being a high D, that means you're definitely a go-getter, you're a doer, you like results, you're specific. But if you're in a bad state, you know, if your life sucks, if you're having issues with your family, if you're having a health problem, that's definitely going to impact your results. So this is like a combination of what you think and what you feel that's going to be combining with the actions that you take, then you're going to be able to make better decisions, and then you're going to be able to get better results. So not saying that the strategy is not important, but with the right mindset, you're definitely not going to be implementing what needs to be done for you to succeed. And that's the big distinction. So me as well, I'm definitely a high D and a high I, you know, so I really like the results. My mantra is, I love numbers. Numbers love me. I need to be checking the numbers. I need to know that. But if I'm not having fun, if it's not good, if I'm not feeling great, if I'm not feeling grateful, how far can the numbers go? At some point, I'm not going to be fulfilled. And then it becomes a business problem. So the business is not getting the results, or my clients are not getting the results, my clients are not happy, my employees are not happy, and it becomes a business problem. So yeah, that's how I see the integration of those two pieces, and that's why the mindset work is as important as the strategy work.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I think it's a lot like, you know, you'll hear all these rock stars or famous people that are miserable, right? They kill themselves with drugs, or just living hard, or just awful, awful decisions. And we all think, oh my gosh, if we were in that situation, if we were had that success, we would act somehow different. Maybe we would, maybe we wouldn't. But it's funny, because there's the internal and the external. So externally, I think we get it, right? Like, if the littlest thing comes up and we as business owners just crumble, how can we lead our team, right? If our team's looking to us and we're just like, you know, could you imagine if I'm trying to run this team and Mariana's new and I'm like, oh, Mariana, somebody quit. They want their money back. They sent me a really nasty email. this whole thing's a scam. I quit. I'm going to, you know, Mariana's like, holy crap, I can't follow this guy. He's going to follow me. I'm going to leave. He's going to leave me right off a cliff. So there's clearly the external, but then the internal, right? Even if I don't care about my business, and hopefully all of you guys do, internally, if, like she's, like Mariana said, if we're not grateful, if we're not, if we can't control our state, not only can we hope to have a chance in heck at influencing other people's state, we have no chance of being happy ourselves. So our employees are going to be miserable. We're going to attract miserable people, and we're going to be miserable. And that, honest to goodness, I think, and I'd love your opinion, because I don't think I've talked to any mindset coaches on this. I feel like really the, if you take out the drugs, which obviously is a big problem, a lot of those people that we see, they're so successful, so wealthy by every standard, or they'll kill themselves, right? Like who's, we just had two or three, like Kate Spade and who, there was like some Guy Fieri or some like cook guy, like lots of famous people. Have amazing. Thank you. Yeah. That great Anthony Bourdain, his job is to travel around and get paid to do amazing things that we all wish we could do. And it clearly wasn't their opportunity. It clearly wasn't their financial status. It clearly wasn't their time freedom. It wasn't any of the things that we think if we just had that, we'd be happy. Had to be their mindset. They weren't able to control their state. What's your take on all that?
Yeah. Well, what you said is so true. And that's why I love the fact that we have this kind of support also for everybody that joins the family. Is that a person can look very happy and successful, but on the inside, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of concern, there's a lot of sabotage, there's a lot of self-doubt, there is the imposter syndrome, right? Which is being really great, but not believing that this is the truth. So this is like in this kind of conversation that we can definitely talk about the truth about how the person is really feeling, especially as a business owner. Every time you decide to be an entrepreneur or you decide to be in a leadership position, you're feeling more alone in the journey because there's not, you don't have a lot of people to talk to, right? Especially in the company, you're supposed to lead. And as a leader, you're serving as an example and as inspiration and as guidance to everybody that works with you, not only your employees, but also your clients. So how come you're feeling miserable? So how come you have lots of insecurities and concerns? And that's exactly why we provide mindset support, because we know that this is real and this is natural too. There's nothing really wrong with it. So I think that the more we can be authentic, the way, knowing the way that we deal with businesses, we can make better decisions. We can help more people. We can have more energy to be hiring more employees as well. You know, like we have the resources to share and to contribute, and that's what people are looking for.
So yeah. Give us some before and afters, if you don't mind. Obviously, you don't have to share, because obviously Mariana's coaching stuff's private. So please, you don't have to share names. Unless, you know, we're bragging on, unless you think they would want to share, but whatever, give me that before and after of like kind of your top one or two or three biggest jerks like me, right? Where they come to you like, okay, what do you got? Obviously this won't work. Just tell me what to do and how to do it and all that woo-woo crap you can say for someone else. And then kind of the biggest transformation to that guy or gal got it and actually changed their lives and went, holy crap, this didn't just affect my mindset. It's not all woo-woo. My profits are up. My revenue's up. Our turnover's down. Like actual, give me some examples of straight line where that woo-woo turned into actual. And this, as I'm saying this sentence, I'm like, maybe I should have told Mariana I was going to ask her this prior to doing it live.
No.
But what's the fun in that? Then she'd be able to think about it and we wouldn't be able to put her on the spot.
I'm thinking about so many examples right now, seriously, because I know that especially when we are dealing with business owners, they're definitely go-getters, you know, and they just want the results. You know, they want the results. They want to get things done. They need to solve problems. They need to make decisions immediately. So, I mean, so many stories came to my mind. But, yeah, there's one story. And I started working with this guy, and he was – fantastic.
I knew it was going to be a guy, by the way. It seems like the females in our course always get the mindset and how important that is. It's only the dudes that are like, ah, that's crap.
this guy was awesome. And he hired me to help his business grow because his business had hit like a plateau. So he wasn't growing for the past 3 years. But he had a solar energy company, and I'm like, and he was in California. I'm like, you're
hold on, really quick before we lose people, because I hear, oh, solar energy doesn't matter. Okay, fine. That's I know we're owners of cleaning companies here, but she said something. I'm like, I only hear that three times a day. They had been at the same place and plateaued for the last 3 years. So you don't have to raise your hand. Well, I guess we can't see you. Raise your hand and go, that's me. That's why I'm here. I can't hit that next level. All right, go ahead.
That's the point, because when people ask for our help, right, they are stuck. They are not growing the way they are supposed to or the way they wanted to. They're stuck because otherwise they wouldn't need any help. If they're flourishing, if they're blooming, whatever, they really don't need any help. But this guy was really, really stuck. And but he was real energetic, like exactly what you were talking right now. The guy was fantastic, like huge heart and lots of energy and super nice, amazing guy. And then I've been noticing something's off because he's been sharing what he's doing. And he really wanted to get down to business. You know, I really want to share my numbers with you and the strategy. And I'm like, there's something off. There's something off. And one day he was really upset, really sad. I'm like, what is really going on? I'm like, you know what? I've been having issues with my wife. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about divorce for the past years. And it really upsets me. And, you know, I don't know. And I'm like, so how long have you been thinking about these issues? Like, how long have you been having issues with your wife? 3 years. Oh, really? Whoa. 3 years. Okay. And then I asked him, please, can you give me permission to ask some more questions about your marriage? Because I don't think this is a coincidence that you've been having issues with your marriage and you're not growing your business for 3 years.
No chance that's a coincidence. 0%.
And he's like, what? He didn't really think about it. And then I asked for permission. He gave me permission because it doesn't have anything to do with the business. That's why he hired me. And then ultimately that's what was happening. So he didn't know what to do with his wife. He didn't know if he wanted to be with her or get a divorce. And that ultimately led him not to make decisions also in the business because he didn't want to change anything that would create more insecurity, you know, like anything that you have to do to grow your business, it is going to be unknown. You're going to be doing new things. And he really didn't want to do that. So unconsciously, he was making the same decisions over and over again, not to deal with the new. Ultimately, he gave me permission to work on this. And this was like a unique client, but he decided to stay with his wife and, you know, immediately he started to grow his business just because he had awareness of what was really going on. He immediately decided to grow the business and make new decisions. So he hired better people, got new deals, and yeah, it happened. So this is kind of an example of things that people think that there's no connection, but there is, because you are a mirror. You know, for your business or mirror, your business is your mirror, not the other way around. So this is kind of an example, you know, Mike. I know you didn't let me know this in advance, so this is the first example I thought about.
And I got to say, it's so funny because I just come from a different world of coaching the strategy and what to do and how to do it. And it's frustrating when we're coaching our butts off and trying to get folks to have transformational results. And you're like, I know this guy, you know, we don't invite anyone to our program that we aren't confident has the ability. So it's like, I know this guy or this gal is bright enough. They're committed enough. We know our systems work because it works hundreds of times. Why aren't they getting the results? And you are so right. If we can't get kind of the important stuff right. Well, first of all, even if he could have grown his business without solving that, I don't want to say solving, but getting a healthy relationship with his wife on track, who cares, right? If I would rather be broke and have a healthy marriage with my wife than be rich and alone and have no one to, you know, what gets a bunch of money if I don't have people I care about to spend it with? So I love for him as a human being that you were able to help make that transformation. And then again, it's not fair to the, but there still is a business that there's employees and customers and vendors that all depend on this guy. And I love that you were able to, and that's why it's so important to have mindset coaches. And it drives me nuts that there's so many people out there coaching that's they just want the what to do and how to do it, which is easy, right? Because it's so much easier to go hire this person, raise these prices, stop working with, you know, pick this niche. There's all those are kind of easy, but like look into your own personal sphere and transform and grow and expand Okay, well, that's a little different. That's a little harder, but that's where the freaking money is. Yes, just real quick. TJ says mindset's what we tell our kid. Mindset is why we tell our kids not to use words like can. It shuts them down. I love that's a bad word in our house. TJ's the best. Jason says great example. We can't fix what we don't see and are blind to. And I'll tell you, not that Mariana is not a genius, but just sometimes having that other human being to like look at your like when you start telling the story and when you said you know he and his wife are thinking about separating. So, well, of course that's. There's no way he can grow. But when we're in that universe, we can't see it. To everyone outside, it seems super obvious. But when you're in it, it's not obvious. It can be scary. It can be overwhelming. And you just can't see. So I love that ability, not only for a coach to have that outside perspective, but also to help us see stuff that we could never see. And then it's like, I'm doing A, B, and C. Why isn't it working? And then C, to make us happy, right? Because again, not just be able to get I would be so much, and we've had that before where families were struggling because mom or dad's always working and the business comes first, and being able to fix those relationships are so much more fun. Time freedom is and relational freedom so much more fun and exciting and fulfilling than money freedom. Not that we don't get money, that's great. Like we absolutely want to see you super successful, but the money for me is just so you can pick who you spend your time with and where you spend your time with and where you spend your time. Money's great for that, but if you don't have anywhere to go or anyone to go with, who cares? So I love that kind of holistic view of we're going to fix not fix, but we're going to improve and enlighten and help and serve the person. And then of course, naturally, like that guy probably made a bunch of different distinctions and decisions, but it just flew naturally out of him. But when he was kind of bottled up with the big decision, nothing flew. And it's like, I'm stuck, I'm trapped. So.
Yeah. And you know, like as you were sharing, there's an analogy that I always use about the mindset work. You know, people say, oh, it's a woo-woo conversation, but it's not really, right? So imagine the kind of work that is done. It feels like the iceberg and the ocean, right? Imagine like a client that gets to us, well, they know the iceberg. So they know that there is something that's visible. So that's what they know. What is underneath the water? In the iceberg, which is huge, is what they know that they don't know. So they know it. Somehow they know that they don't know. So they need strategy. They need structure. They need people to tell them what to do. They know that they don't know. So it's something that they can, that's more tangible. But then the mindset work is the ocean. You know, it's what they don't know that they don't know. It's the complete unknown. And that's what I'm very aware of, that that's what is interfering in the process of growth, of really becoming the business owner that they want to be. So when you know what you don't know, it's already familiar. So it's the known, it's already the same of the same, right? Makes sense? So that's something I always have this vision of tapping into what is not in the surface, what needs to be unfolded. Yeah.
And that's the important part because we'll miss that so many times. And if we could go through, you know, we help folks get massive transformation in 9 weeks. But if they go through the whole time and never discover that they believe that rich people are evil, or their dad told them they're stupid and they don't deserve money and they don't deserve success or happiness, they may not have thought of that belief or identified that belief for years and years and years, but it comes with them, right? Or my parents only made $62,000 a year at their most, so I could never make more than that, or I'd somehow be dishonoring them. There's all sorts of weird stuff that, just like Mariana said, you don't know that you don't know, or you don't know that it's even connected, right? Like you kind of in the story that you used, not a story example since it was true, the guy was shot, not surprised, when you said, do you think obvious to the rest of the world, do you think maybe this relationship issue you've got with your wife is affecting your business? He's like, I guess it could be, right? And it's that deep down, you know, that's what I love about Mariana and people that have that skill set, to be able to get down to that. Yeah, I do believe rich people are bad, or having a lot of money makes me evil or greedy or selfish, or well, how on God's green earth am I supposed to help you have a multimillion-dollar company that's super successful when you've got this crazy rogue belief that successful people are evil or somehow had to hurt somebody else to get that? And again, that falls squarely in that you don't know what you don't know. Okay, we're going way over, as I knew we would, because Mariana's fascinating every time she talks, especially with that accent. It makes her like 17% more like just smart. I'm like, well, she said it really fancy, so I have to pay attention. So Oh, before we go, I do want, and I'm going to let Mariana, I'm going to let her have the final words. Before we do, for those of you that are like, holy crap, this is what I need. And again, that's the, if I had to say we had a secret sauce, it would be the fact that we don't just go after the what you do and how you do it, which is so important, right? I spent 20 years doing it wrong. You could, you know, I'm dumber than you guys, so maybe you figure it out faster and quicker, but you can spend millions of dollars and decades banging your head against the wall, getting gray hair, figuring it out. Or you can find someone that's got that and go, well, I'll just hijack that skill set and not have to, you know, use what the old saying is, you know, smart people learn from their mistakes. Yeah, geniuses learn from other people's mistakes, right? Way better than to learn from your own. But if you want to marry that with, okay, but what about what's going on in my mind? What marriage issue or belief or thing do I have that's really holding me back? Because even, and it's like, I wish I could say, you know, people go, which is more important? It's like, well, which is more important in your car, the tires or the gas? Like, well, it doesn't matter. You're not going anywhere if you don't have, you have to have both. So without the right mindset, all the systems and processes in the world are worthless because you're just going to ruin them. And with the right mindset, not knowing what to do or how to do it, you're still kind of naked out there. So if that is what you're looking for, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Go to our free on-demand training. It is super fantastic. We talk about both what to do it, how to look at it, all that good stuff. And we have just helped hundreds and hundreds that we love. If that's you and today's the day you're going to fix it, go show up, let us help. Mariana, what do you have to say for yourself? I'm going to let you finish this out.
I'm just so grateful. You know, this is the right place for us to be here because there's so many people need help. And maybe right now they think there's something wrong with them. Maybe right now they think that they are not enough for this.
So I spend most of my time telling people how wrong they are. They're bad people. Is that not the right thing? Should I be helpful? I'm confused. Maybe I need a coaching session with Mariana.
Yeah, this is so strong. Like all the beliefs that you just shared right here. If you're still thinking that success is not for you, or if you just don't deserve success, just definitely seek some help. You know, we're here to serve you. We're here to help you. And we got you, right? Yeah, I think this is the biggest thing. Everybody deserves success. Success is your birthright. That's one of the core beliefs that I share with every single client that I work with. Success is our birthright. Without anything different than that, you know, we have to explore what is really going on. So, yeah, I cannot wait to meet you guys, to get started working with you too. And I think that's it, Mike. Thank you so much.
Cool. Well, we're going to put, for those of you that are part of our Facebook group or any of our, we've got, you know, different Facebook groups or different subsets of Cleaning Nation. Mariana's going to be there. She's going to say, hey, go give her a shout out and tell her you're awesome. She's awesome. Make fun of her accent. Make fun of me, whatever you like. Hit her on Facebook. Everything else, go to growmycleaningcompany.com for all the stuff we have. We'll talk to you soon, Cleaning Nation. See ya. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.